Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Derek Chambers was sentenced this week to 75 months in St. Cloud Prison for second-degree drugs. The 35-year-old Faribault man had been watched by the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force. Last April, agents obtained a search warrant, and the vehicle Chambers was in was pulled over. The search yielded 83 grams of methamphetamine, as well as a number of weapons and ammunition. Chambers has a lengthy criminal history. With credit for 237 days, he has about 5 years to go. The city of Dundas presented the NAFRS Joint Powers Board with three resolutions at their November meeting regarding clarification of some policy and procedure issues. Administrator John McCarthy explained.
One of the main items was a coordinator was hired, and the city of Dundas apparently had a different understanding of what the coordinator's responsibilities were for than what turned out that the coordinator's responsibilities may be.
The public description, says McCarthy, was to help the board develop policies and procedures, but he added that the position, filled by Sean Simonson, a fire captain, has been more administrative in nature. McCarthy said the response at the December meeting was
that the coordinator reports to the fire chief, and the fire chief determines what the coordinator's duties are, so these administrative duties were assigned to the coordinator.
Dundas also questioned if the NAFRS board is following the rules for payment of bills without board action. NAFRS had their attorney, Maren Swanson, answer those concerns, basically saying they were doing everything proper. While that didn't answer Dundas's concerns, they will not push the matter further. There's been a divide since the formation of the JPA, with Dundas understanding that the Joint Powers Board should be acting as a policy board rather than a working board, which is how they've been operating. Former mayor and board member Dana Graham also took issue with the operations of the board. There's also been an ongoing debate regarding the hiring of a full-time fire chief for the all-volunteer fire department. A study done in 2016 by McGrath & Associates recommended the change. Dundas and some Northfield members have agreed with the report, as the full-time chief would handle all administrative duties, while rural members have argued that it would cost more and harm morale. At their organizational meeting this week, Bron Scheer was elected chair, and new member Elizabeth Hazy was elected vice chair. And Northfield Middle School principal Greg Gelineau put the school on lockdown for about 9 minutes yesterday morning as an unruly student was escorted out. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman explained that often people fear the worst when they hear lockdown.
The lockdown can be used in a number of different circumstances. It's a tool that we use to make sure that a circumstance can be contained.
He added,
to be clear, there was no weapon involved, no other students were in danger. There was just a circumstance where we needed to provide this young person with some dignity as their individual issue was addressed.
With the lockdown, students are moved away from the windows and doors so they don't see out, and put under the tables so no one can see them from the outside. The school was then in stay-put mode for another 10 minutes, wherein classes resumed, but students were not allowed to leave the classroom. KYMN received reports of some other children in the classrooms being frightened. Gelineau said he had just a handful of calls and emails from parents upset and that two children needed consoling. Hillman noted that the privacy of the unruly student was of the utmost importance, and it's always a judgment call as to how much information to give out. He believes that staff handled the situation well and they can always learn from incidents. Teachers were debriefed later in the afternoon. Hillman noted that Gelineau would be addressing the school community today. It's a delicate balance to be respectful of the troubled student and take care of the rest of the students. News from around the state is next.